the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, Haima Black here for Dynasty Podcast again, broadcasting live from Soundscape Studios office here in Chicago, Illinois. Shout out Soundscape Studios, shout out Mike Kolar, shout out Closed Sessions. We're continuing our streak of featuring artists, creative talent, industry, just really creative people in Chicago that we have not featured on the podcast before. And right under that description, Abby the Cool, first time on the podcast, first time in Dynasty. Thank you so much for coming up here.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, man. So you are somebody who is recommended to me by one of my producers, Audrey Sutherland. And, you know, you're somebody who I've seen doing so much around the city, but let's kind of get some background on like who you are, what you do in the creative industries, and how people would know you.
Okay, so I guess most people would know me for my blog. I've had a blog site for about 5 years now, and basically I mostly blog about music, but I talk about anything that interests me, that makes me happy, that I think people should know about. Usually I support my friends, but I definitely just put anything up there that I find appealing.
And it's got, like, a really strong Chicago focus, right?
Yeah.
Chicago artists, Chicago talent.
Yeah, because it's, like, I've built a relationship with these people for, like, the past 5 years that I've been surrounded by the music. So it's, like, they're first and foremost my friends. So it's, like, I'm just supporting my friends.
Right on. So let's get some background on, you know, how you got started in the creative industries, you know, how you started blogging, how you started DJing, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so my friend Ruben, which a lot of people know, he's a brand ambassador for Hennessy now, but a few years ago, he's always been into music, and I asked him, you know, to help me get into doing interviews, and so he had me, like, host a show with him at Reggie's, which was terrible. I was just really shy, and, like, I just had the microphone, and, like, I don't know, I just stood still, and everyone was looking at me, and he would try to talk to me, I'd respond with one word answers. It was terrible, but I got a little more comfortable and started doing interviews because of him. The first person I interviewed was Chip the Ripper. I've interviewed Jeremiah, Yellow Wolf. There's a few people, but I haven't done any interviews recently, but I'm about to do one with Cousin Stiz, who I opened for yesterday in Wicker Park for his concert, his first Chicago concert.
And that was why you're here in Chicago, because you recently just moved to Los Angeles from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Talk about that move. Yeah, it's a huge move. What kind of was the impetus behind that?
Okay, so I'll do long story short and just keep it real. My boyfriend's incarcerated, and he's been gone for like a year and a half, and I'm still just not so happy out here. So I knew California would just make me like ecstatic, especially it being a new environment that I'm familiar with too, because I used to live out there for 6 months, and like all my friends are out there, so it's just like I knew I could do a lot. I've been out there for 3 weeks. I've DJed 8 times so far.
That's crazy.
I've thrown 2 parties already, so far so good.
So you hit the ground running there. Like, was that, I mean, it doesn't sound like it was, but were there challenges in acclimating to a new city, a new culture, new environment, or did you, it really sounds like you just hit the ground running there.
Yeah, I think it's the relationships that I built when I used to live out there about 3 years ago. I worked on Fairfax. I worked with Dope on Fairfax. I worked with 424 on Fairfax. So it's like they're really big in the fashion/music industry out there. And then like a lot of my friends from out here are out there, like Vic Mintz is recording his project out there. So I'm at his place a lot. There's so many people from Chicago in LA. It just feels like Chicago.
It's all right. Yeah, yeah. There is a lot of Chicago presence in Los Angeles, yeah, though. Like, it's crazy. When I go to, like, New York, Austin, or LA, I'm like, I think I know more people in these cities now than I do in Chicago, where I live full time.
Yeah, it's nice. It's comforting.
So, you know, Los Angeles, and you know what? I have to ask, Los Angeles, you do some work with Sahar, right?
Yes.
Sahar,
she's one of my favorites. She's like working with Selection right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing great things. She actually did one of the parties with me, both of them. Yeah. I like made sure that anything that I'm gonna do in LA, if she's there, then I'll make sure she can try to do it with me. Like
I saw her like in your pictures and tagged and stuff, and I was, and she was a student of mine at Columbia College.
Oh.
I teach at Columbia, and I see so much creative talent coming up there, and it's always really amazing to me when I go from seeing someone in the class and I'm like, that person's gonna do something, to when you actually see them on, you know, online or like making moves, you're like, oh, they're doing something.
Yeah, she's definitely on her way to like major things. She's working really hard, and it's like everyone will see within the year.
That's huge. So, you know, talk about your work here in Chicago. You were DJing a lot in Chicago, you're blogging a lot in Chicago. What worked and what didn't work about the Chicago scene, or kind of what was your temperature towards like the climate and community here?
Honestly, I don't think that there's been anything in Chicago that I could say negatively about the support that I've received here. Like, I get so much support from different groups of people in the music industry in Chicago. Like, it's never been, I don't know, I've never had any bad feelings towards Chicago with the support I've been given. Like, it's all been really good. I haven't had to deal with people being rude or anything. Just anything I've needed help with, like, the people come together and help me out. I think it's because I help a lot of people out too, though.
Well, and, you know, people talk about, you know, the Chicago community versus LA or whatever, which maybe there's not a real thing, but like,
it's real.
How different is it out there? Like, because obviously you have your network, but LA at large is, it's a lot more scattered and it's a lot less.
LA is just so much bigger. It's like in Chicago, it's a lot smaller. Everyone knows everyone. And just like in LA, like there's a group of people in Chicago, but there's so many people that don't know you in LA that, you know, like will know you in Chicago. LA is just so big, and it takes a lot more to reach out to all the people in LA. Like this Ham on Everything event that I did was.
Yeah, Ham on Everything is huge.
Yeah.
I follow them on Twitter, and it's like those parties, like people get into that.
Insane. It was great. They actually let me do a party above their party same day, and I had all-girl DJs. It was pretty tight. It was just, I don't know if it's because I'm new out there or what, but I was just having a hard time, like, getting my friends in. Like, Joey Purp wanted to do a song at my party and stuff, and, like, the fire marshals came within, like, 2 hours of the party trying to shut it down, and I was like, this would not happen in Chicago. So that was frustrating, but it's still an experience.
So now that you're in Los Angeles, you know, you've got your, you know, you got your network there, you're DJing, you've got the blog that's already well established. Like, where do you move from there? Like, you know, what are your goals or kind of objectives to make happen in Los Angeles?
Well, I'm actually starting on Tuesday taking some Ableton lessons from this producer named Mike. He's actually a part of Vic Mensa's band. And what I want to do is, like, be able to remix songs that I like so that when I DJ, I can, you know, play them.
Play your own material.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll get into heavy producing or even be that great at it, but it's just, like, I want to know that I have that option with anything that I like to make it more personal, to, like, add more to my DJing.
You know, what are some of the things you're going to miss about Chicago that we have over Los Angeles? Just totally, like, blatant Chicago pride here.
I'd say the love. I love Chicago, and I love all the love that I receive out here. And it's like, I'm new in LA, and like, people are like, they're, you know, they're cool with me, and they're like, am I allowed to swear?
You can say whatever you want.
You know, they're fucking with me and stuff right now. But it's like, I don't know if it's real, if it's real love. Like, people in LA are kind of just, you never know what their intentions are. They always want to know what you, like, hey, what do you do? And it's like, why is that the first question you ask me?
That's not a thing that anyone says in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's definitely different, but, you know, LA, you can have a lot of fun, and you could just do so much more with a bigger audience in a shorter amount of time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're definitely playing on, like, a different level in Los Angeles versus in Chicago. I think Chicago's a lot more insular.
Yeah, but I love that I started everything in Chicago, and I'm going to be here every, like, 2 to 3 weeks. Like, I'll be back on the 18th to DJ.
So you're going to be doing a lot more shows. People can keep up with you.
Yeah.
And you're really active on Twitter. How can people follow? I mean, is that the best way to keep up with what
you're doing? Yeah, I mean, I say some pretty crazy things sometimes, but Twitter is the best way to, like, keep up with me. Like, I tweet all my posts on there, like, any concerts, music that I want to talk about, or just anything.
And it's at Evie the Cool, right?
Yeah.
On Twitter?
Yes.
Right on. So DJing in Los Angeles, blogging in Los Angeles, anything else going on that we have not covered that you're going to be doing out on the West Coast or, you know, back here in Chicago?
Let's see. The 21st, I believe, is a Sunday. Me and Mikey Rocks are trying to throw a crazy party, a crazy fun party. So those details should probably be out in maybe a week.
Is that going to be here or in LA?
Yeah.
Here, okay.
It'll be here in Chicago. I think my next LA party is Valentine's Day. We're going to throw a fuck love party.
Mm-hmm.
I love love. I'm in love. I love all that. But I know some people have, like, a negative opinion on Valentine's Day. And it's like, we want everyone just to come have fun, feeling however they feel on Valentine's Day. But we're going to spread the love and make sure, you know, people are happy, whether they have a Valentine or not.
Right on. Abby the Cool, doing really cool. I realize I'm saying the cool, like right back to back. But you're doing really great stuff, very interesting things, and you're going to be operating between the West Coast and here, of course, in Chicago. That's really cool. Keep us updated on what you've got going on. And again, people can follow you at Abby the Cool on Twitter. And then what's the blog address?
EvvyTheCool.co. C-O. Don't go to EvvyTheCool.com because some Japanese people bought that, and I don't know what it says. And I can't get it back. So just go to evvythecool.co.
All the dot coms are pretty much taken now.
Yeah, they're getting all of our addresses.
Right on. Well, keep representing Chicago on the West Coast. Evvy the Cool, thank you so much for coming out, man.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy. Thanks for watching.
Sweet.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.